This is the beginning of the first movement of the Brahms Fourth as we know it. But there was a moment, or maybe various moments, when Brahms considered it to start it differently. We all know that this movement is very problematic to begin for an orchestra, for a conductor, for very special reasons. It starts without any preparation. You have to be in the mood, you have to be in the right timbre of sound. It is a chamber music-like beginning, which is very difficult to obtain in an orchestra. I discovered, just by chance, by looking through the photostat of the autograph of the Brahms Fourth in Vienna a few years ago, that Brahms actually, after he had finished the first movement, and maybe after he had finished the whole symphony, had the idea that this beginning of the first movement needed some introductory bars. So he actually wrote four introductory bars, which make it very much easier to start the movement, but less atmosphere in the beginning. So eventually he crossed it out. And now I'm going to play for you the Brahms Fourth, the first movement, as it almost would have started hadn't Brahms reverted to his original idea, and if he hadn't had, after a second thought, a third which was identical with his first thought. I think he made the right decision. He made it terribly difficult for us. But if we, what may happen once in a blue moon, manage to get this beginning off as it should be, then I am inclined to think that it's the right way.